Due to some considerations, we are anxious to clarify this issue. These considerations will appear in our coming episodes, God willing. But most importantly, if it is necessary for the religion to return, it must be clear that religion will not be returned by the code. Rather, it will come back by way of the path. This is what is presented and can be understood from the hadith. Islam began as something strange and will revert to being strange as it began. Good tidings for the strangers. It was asked, "Who are those strangers, O Apostle of God?" He replied, "Those who revive my path when it becomes effaced." We can say, with strong assertion, that the aggregate of the path is the Prophet's mastery of the words, "There is no deity but God." By this he has risen to a level which is far higher than the level of the ordinary practitioner. We call upon ordinary practitioners to pursue this lofty station achieved by the Holy Prophet. We hear people say that this matter is the Prophet's specialty. It is not our religious duty. This is what the theologians often say and confront us with, when he call on people to follow the way of the Prophet and aspire to the levels of perfections achieved by the Prophet. They say, this matter is the Prophet's specialty. I think that's the most dangerous phrase that can be spoken, and the most ignorant one. Its danger lies in discouraging people to pursue the path of ascent that is intended for them, which in fact, is enjoined upon them. The wrongness and ignorance here comes from the fact that the Prophet's function is ill known to us. The Prophet was not an angel. If he was an angel, people would have to say, he is of a kind different than us, and therefore we cannot achieve the perfections that he has achieved. They may say so, because he was so unique. But the Prophet is a human who eats foods and walks in the marketplaces. He is a human who was promoted by our Lord, by following a course, which became a course for each of us. Our Lord promoted him, raised him, brought him clothes, and educated him. Then, to reassure us, he says, "There has come to you a messenger from among yourselves, there has come to you a messenger from among yourselves, anything that you are overburdened with is grievous to him, he is full of concern for you, for the believers full of pity, merciful. There has come to you a messenger from among yourselves." It is very important for us to emphasize that the perfections, achieved by the Prophet, are human perfections. They are within our capability and to achieve them, we in fact have been commanded. The command came through the Prophet, say, if you love God, follow me, God will love you. This is a command. The instruction, follow me, is a command just as establish prayer. Say, if you love God, follow me, God will love you. God further reveals, certainly in the Apostle of God you have a good example. A model has been made for us to imitate and to follow as an example, who personifies the divine perfection that we are commanded to achieve. The saying that, this matter is the Prophet's specialty must be stopped and no sensible person should listen to it and must deter others who say it. Unfortunately, those who say it are the theologians which are in the foreground of educating the people. But we are commanded to pursue the prophetic states of perfection. We are commanded to engage in the prophetic path through copying, mastering, and aspiring to the stations of prophethood. The Prophet is not standing at one station, so that the one who aspires to these stations be asked, "Do you want to be like the Prophet?" Or might be asked, "Do you want to exceed the Prophet?" The Prophet is the guide whose actions and progress did not stop the day he moved into the presence of the Lord. The truth is that the Prophet in every moment of his existence today, his life now, is progressing and growing. Yet, he is also the firm hold and support. By copying him and taking him as a model, we can reach the higher stations with which we have been commanded and that are intended for us. Also, with regard to the three levels, code, path, and religion, there is another hadith in which our Prophet says, "The code is my word, the order is my deed, and the truth is my interior state." These are three levels correspond in some way as well, to the levels of code, path, and religion. Some of the word, as we have explained, is code and not path. This has been clarified. Then, his exclusive deed is order. The order and the path are the same thing. The order is path and at the same time, as we have stated, the path is an upgraded code. Then the prophet said, the truth is my interior state. Here the code and order lead to a state. The state is the truth. One can say about the truth that the truth is in agreement with reality. The truth complements reality. The person, whose state is the truth, is the one who is satisfied with reality. Following God, does not overstep him, and neither disagrees nor objects. This is what is referred to by the prophet when he said, the truth is my interior state. As to, the code is my word, or in other words, is his prophethood, while the order is my deed, that is to say is his path. Some of his path is coupled with the code, for the path and the code are overlapping and the difference between them is in degree. For example, the daily five prayers, a code for the ordinary practitioner and a code for the prophet. We can say that, they are a specifically obligatory path for the prophet, and the late night prayer is added to them. That is to say the prophet's path is the daily five prayers plus the late night prayer, which he performs after he rouses from sleep. He performs it in 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, or 13 prostrations. He neither exceeds that number in Ramadan nor in any other time. He, of course, did not perform this late night prayer early in the night, as people are doing now with a Taraweeh. Taraweeh is not the late night prayer. Some people, when they are about to perform Taraweeh, say, now then, to the rousing prayer, God reward you all. This is wrong. The rousing prayer is prayed when people rouse from sleep. It is path and to be performed at homes. It is a solo prayer to be performed at home, it is not a mass prayer. This late night prayer is in addition to the code, by which it becomes the order or the path. Hopefully this matter has become clear, that the code is something other than the path, and religion is something else also. But the difference between them is a difference in degree. In a sense, the code, when descended to the ground of the ordinary practitioner, has become a foundation. The order raised above it as a juncture toward religion. The order is at the threshold of religion. The order means the path, and it is more immersed in religion than the code. The code is for the ordinary practitioner, while the path was exclusively for the prophet. Acting on the code and the order or path yields a state. This is the certainty of the heart in the existence of God. After faith, this state confirms it as certitude. We act with faith that the prophet is truthful. The prophet said, Islam is based on 5, that God commands us to pray, following the twofold word of attestation, to fast, to give alms when we have the money, and to make the pilgrimage when we are able to undertake the journey. In all these we act with faith. Afterwards actions establish this faith, increasing it until it becomes certitude. That is the heart's state of certainty in God, which one can reach by way of acting on the code. And if added to it, one enters into the path, such an act falls under the prophetic order. The code opens to an order or a path, where the path yields a state. It is this state of the heart which experiences the certainty of God. About it, the prophet said, the truth is my interior state. Our main concern is to have emphasized that the code and the path differ in degree. When the prophet said, those who revive my path, he meant his exclusive personal actions. This, of course, is clear if we take notice of the society at the present time. After 14 centuries of development in the arena of life, it is now more qualified to understand the prophet than the society in the 7th century. The present problems also, cannot be resolved by the code that was codified for people in the 7th century, in all its forms. It is not possible, rational or religious, to believe that the problems of today's man, who flew to the moon, can be solved by the same standards, the same texts, and the same arms, which resolved the problems of the man who traveled by camel in the 7th century. But, illusions come to people along with their belief that this is what God wants. People are afraid to think about developing their code, because they fear that this existing code may be what God wants. If that is what God wants, indeed God is more aware of our interests than we are. Otherwise he would not have even codified to us at this level. The thing that we want people to be assured of, is that the code is not what God wanted, except for considerations of the standard of the time. God wants people to become closer to him, step by step from Adam to Muhammad, all has been in the course of Islam. However, the code governs the people's state of progress or backwardness. Islam cannot simultaneously codify everything God wants for us, and for the people who were in the 7th century. The wisdom in codification is to descend and take into consideration the capabilities of people and the needs of the people. The capability of man in the 20th century is greater than the capability of man in the 7th century. Man's need in the 20th century is greater than man's need in the 7th century. If the Quran had not been readied for this, religion would have ended, and the people would eventually leave it to seek solutions to their problems in secular ways. But the religion was readied with what we call the original verses. The original verses were those upon which the Prophet lived. They are the mainstay of the path. Lowered from the original verses, are the subsidiary verses upon which the ordinary practitioners lived. We now say, since the path is such a high level, then we must, in order to bring back religion, revive the path. And this requires that we rise from the level of the ordinary practitioner to the level of the Prophet, from the level of the code to the level of the path. This action has the support and the guidance which will direct its progress soundly and not sporadically or blindly. It is rightly guided by shifting within the Quran from one verse to another, from a subsidiary verse to an original verse, from the code to the path, from the level of the ordinary practitioner to the level of the Prophet. This matter is very clear if people pay attention to it. In fact, this is the essence of our call, we the Republican Brothers, for the revivification of Islam. The revivification of Islam means to rise from a subtext in the Quran, which has served its purpose to exhaustion, to an original text that in the past was above the level of the ordinary Muslim and considered abrogated by the subtext, or what we may call the Meccan Quran followed by the Medini Quran. The Medini is the Quran of the subsidiaries, which was revealed after the emigration and is at the level of the ordinary practitioner's needs and capabilities. The revelation began with the Meccan Quran, with which the ordinary practitioners were addressed, but fell short of its level and were unable to fulfill its obligations. When in practice it became clear that they were incapable of it, the Prophet was commanded to emigrate. Then began the revelation of the Medini Quran that suits the ordinary Muslim's level, whereas the Meccan Quran or the Quran of the origins was considered abrogated by the Quran of Medina or the Quran of the subsidiaries, for the former was above the capability of the ordinary practitioners in the past society. Abrogation cannot be an indefinite invalidation, otherwise wisdom would be left behind, because that which is inferior abrogated the more superior content of our religion, and the subsidiaries became preferred over the original. This continued precedence of the inferior over the superior is a senseless act, and is not an act of wisdom which would fall in line with the wisdom of our Lord. If it is clear from our previous discussion, that the path is higher than the code, and it is also clear from the text of the Hadith that Islam cannot return by reviving the code, but rather by reviving the path, then we, as advocates for the revival of Islam, should embrace the path as code. We can do so at the individual level, by copying the Prophet in his way of worship and in his way of living, and at the collective level, by upgrading the codification from the subsidiary code level to the original path level. The code is based on the subsidiaries of the Quran, while the path is based on its origins. The original text is the subject of the second message about which we have already spoken a lot. Talking about the second message will be our next subject, God willing, but what can be said here to conclude this episode, is that the second message is not something other than the path. The second message of Islam is the path of the Prophet coming back as collective code, because the present global society has become more capable to understand the Prophet than was 7th century society.